Tell Tales, Dakota Folk Life and Stories, is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many who are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans, and while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them. 82-year-old Donovan Peach is a resident of the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota. He's also a veteran, joining the service in 1959.
Well, I volunteered. It's just like going in for 2 years. You volunteered for 6 months. And when I went in, we had basic training for 2 months, yeah. And then you'd get on the job. And my job was the small arms repairman, what my MOS was. I don't know what the number of that was.
MOS stands for Military Occupational Specialty. And Donovan was most likely a 91F.
But anyway, there were 6 of us that had that MOS. And they sent 5 to Maryland. And I stayed in Fort Ord, 18th Ordnance Company. When I got there, the guy that was doing the bookwork and that, he was going to leave in a week. So that's where they put me. He trained me for a week. And what I did there was I ordered parts and stuff for M1s and pistols and that. And I made coffee in the morning. That was my job.
But that wasn't his only job. Donovan came from a small family farm in North Dakota. He was an only child, and his help on the farm was sorely missed. But because he had joined the National Guard, he knew he could return in 6 months.
And so then after my 6 months, I come back home and back to normal, back to farming. And we'd go 1 weekend a month for training. And 1st of June, we'd go in for 2 weeks. We'd build bridges and stuff like that. After 6 years, then you were at home. But you were ready to go. You were trained. If something would break out, like nowadays, they had a lot of National Guard that were in Iraq and out there. That's the way that worked. You had to be there for 2 days, a weekend, a month. And 1st of June, you had to go in for 2 weeks. And you worked, helped in to beautify North Dakota. We'd build bridges, cut trees, build roads, stuff like that. And we stayed in shape. We marched in that. And we were military for those 2 weeks. Then you went back to farming again. You could do both, but when you were in the military for 2 weeks, you had to stay there. You had to be there. No matter what, a lot of times seeding didn't get done and we wanted to go home and, oh no, they wouldn't let us go help Dad. So that's the way that was.
Years later, Donovan still believes that joining the Guard for him was the right thing to do.
Well, I volunteered because I would have had to go in for 2 years and we wanted to farm and Dad wouldn't have been able to handle the cattle and the farming. So it fit in perfect. I went for my 6 month training and I left in November and I got home in May, just in time to seed. So that's why we did it that way. 6 months active. And then the rest was at Camp Grafton.
Donovan never did go overseas.
Actually, Vietnam, when I got out, Vietnam was just starting.
But he feels that he gained a lot by his time spent serving in the Guard.
Well, I tell you, I learned how to be a man, I guess. You were on your own and kind of, and you had to obey orders. You had to listen to the sergeant or else you were on KP. Yeah. And I enjoyed it. I wouldn't have minded spending 2 years.
Produced in partnership with the Good Samaritan Society Care Facility in Lakota, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.